And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It took much too long to happen, but Governor Roy Cooper did the right thing earlier this month when he pardoned Dante Sharp. Sharp, as you may recall, is a Greenville man who was wrongfully convicted and imprisoned for more than a quarter century for a murder he didn't commit. In 2019, Sharp was finally freed by a state court judge, but it took 2 more years for him to obtain a full pardon, something he needed in order to have a shot at successfully getting on with the rest of his life. Of course, this shouldn't be necessary. When the state is found to have erred so egregiously and wrongfully stolen the best years of a person's life as occurred with Sharp, such pardons, along with financial compensation, ought to be automatic. Indeed, that's how it's done in many states. Unfortunately, North Carolina law makes no such provision, and so the matter falls to the exonerated individuals themselves, their families, friends, and lawyers to beg the governor. Governor Cooper and state legislative leaders should work to pass legislation in 2022 that ends this injustice. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.